our usual way of being in the world is relating to the outside. Even if I call myself an introvert, I'm turning in away from the outside. So just acknowledging that tendency. We hear sounds and our attention goes to the sound. And just to playfully welcome yourself inside yourself. To allow a resting in. Where we're not here to try to look outside and make ourselves match, but actually to welcome ourselves inside. What that means is that we welcome the flow of experience that it could pour in. We could allow the sounds to come in to start with. Just acknowledging that there is such a thing as sound that happens by itself. And there is such a tendency to go out towards the sound, to be on guard. And it is also possible to relax sometimes. We can relax a little bit, and reverse the flow of our life energy, reverse our attention. Allowing the mind to be pulled inward, to meet life inside as if for the first time. As in any first meeting, it can be awkward. We can't believe we've never met ourselves before. And then it's hard to find out what is myself anyway. So not creating, not making something that is myself that I will then meet, but just allowing the flow of experience good. Resting back towards the back of the body, if you wish. hearing sounds. Sometimes it's possible to let the sounds fall in, as if we would be hearing from the lower belly or the back. Other times we can know that we are hearing. That there is sound. Feeling how you are paying attention, how you are listening, how you are receiving the flow of experience. Is there a leaning forward to catch it? And can there be a relaxing back? Isn't there already in place something in you that hears sounds as they happen, no matter what direction they come from? And isn't that both light and powerful at the same time? How the sounds are here and gone. Definitely a particular sound. Absolutely gone. So we can just leave aside, not bothering about the images in the mind that try to match the sounds, the memories, the names of what we're hearing. Let that go on. Isn't it much less interesting and absorbing and alive than hearing? The intensity of the sounds as we hear them is not separate from our own intensity, the intensity of our own aliveness. And we can just acknowledge that there is a tendency to move away from the intensity into an idea about the sound or an image about the sound. A story about the sound. We can acknowledge also how attention may tend to point in one direction while still hearing is happening from all directions. And just to keep dropping into that natural hearing. Just gently, playfully wiping away our tendency to limit. Leaving space for our capacity to receive it all as it is. Can we bring this same precise light awareness of sound in its intensity? Can we bring that same capacity or receptivity to body and out-breath? Staying relaxed. If possible, when possible, why not? We don't need to make sound and body happen. They are happening by themselves. Just as each sound is intensely itself and gone, allowing room for the body itself in its manifestations, in its heat and cold, weight and lightness, movement, texture, density, spatial awareness. Tension and looseness, balance, letting these fluid moments of body experience also be that alive, intensely just as it is and gone. Loosened from my idea of myself, my memory of my body, the image in my mind of my body. Loosened from the word my. Sound, body, out-breath. Immersion in the experience. Not confused by the words. maybe the hum of aliveness that's as if within the field of body in the background. Another flow. A sense of spaciousness, perhaps, another subtle flow of sensation, of feeling. There may be at times a lightness or happiness that rises, and we don't need to push it away. Not making it up, letting it happen by itself. if there's heaviness, we can allow that weight to drop into the ground. If there's a sense of being trapped in a cage of thought, then we can drop down to the lower belly. Receive sounds from all the directions. Sounds, body, out breath. Thinking and worrying and trying can be happening, but is not interesting. Unimportant for now. Peace has more aliveness. And we can also acknowledge when sometimes there's a gathering of energy within into a sense of I, me. And that's all it is. Within and among, sometimes sound, sometimes weight, sometimes lightness, sometimes thinking. There's also sometimes I, a sense of I. And that's all. Just letting it be one more thing within the flow. Feeling how the sense of I, of me, forms in relation to the outer and is a small thing, a limiting of our scope. just another thing happening. Not what you really are.